Folks, it's time to talk about some crazy fun facts about zombies. According to Wikipedia, zombies are animated corpses that raise through magical means, including witchcraft. In other words, the Rolling Stones. Hey man, I don't appreciate you cutting down the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones have been one of the leading bands in rock and roll for decades. What is the name of your band? Where can we see you play? What is the name of your band, the Fat and Pasties? Zombies originated in Haitian voodoo culture in the 1800s. In those days, it wasn't uncommon to have schizophrenic people in rural Haitian areas, and sometimes they would wander away from their families and villages only to come back after some indeterminate time with catatonic stares, slurred speech, and a zombie-like walk. And this image helped popularize zombies in Haitian culture. And today, in the modern-day West, many parents are familiar with these same traits when their college students come home for summer break. Is there anything in the fridge? The Centers for Disease Control in the United States has guidelines on their website on what to do in the case of a zombie apocalypse. Did you know that? One of the things they suggest is that your family should have preset, pre-agreed upon areas that you would meet at in the case of a natural disaster. One of the areas they suggest in the case of a zombie apocalypse is to meet perhaps at the mailbox outside your home next to the street. Outside your home. Does nobody watch The Walking Dead? In the case of a zombie apocalypse, do not go outside. Do not go outside. Your better bet is to go down into the zombie-proof bunker with 6 months of high-powered ammunition, food, and water that you built with plans from Home Depot. I disagree, man. I think the mailbox is a fine place to meet your family and observe the zombies in their natural habitat. I see no problem with meeting by the mailbox as a family together facing the zombie apocalypse. Is there anything in the fridge?